This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Well, soccer is one way to bring the world together. Music is another. The band Africa Unplugged brings the sounds of West Africa to North Carolina with a rich blend of world beats and melodies. Atiba Rory formed Africa Unplugged in Greensboro. They perform traditional music of West Africa and many other genres, including funk and jazz. Africa Unplugged plays next Thursday at CCB Plaza in downtown Durham. It's part of the Find Your Cool Summer Concert Series. They also have a self-titled EP that they are releasing at the show. With us now in the studio, Atiba Rory on vocals, guitar, and djembe, Will Darity on guitar, and Ken Phelps McEwen on the bass. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Atiba, tell us how this group got together.
Essentially, it's kind of an interesting story. We started as I wanted to put together a concert series called Africa Unplugged, and the idea was that it's going to be, you know, multiple part series. So Africa Unplugged and then Africa Unplugged 2.0 and then 2.5 and 3.0, where we essentially would feature some musical style or element from the continent of Africa and then feature something from the diaspora. And what happened after the first concert was, like, literally the next day, people were saying, when are you guys going to play again? When is Africa Unplugged playing again? And it kind of just stuck. And so we just ran with it, and that's pretty much how it came about.
You're up in Greensboro, right?
Yes.
Now, is there a rich kind of tradition? I mean, are there a number of players up there who have either roots in West Africa or deep interest?
There are a few people. Definitely the community here is a little bit larger because of the influence of Chuck Davis and the African-American Dance Ensemble. But they also, there's a large community of people that are interested in African music there. And then also, it is really starting to grow now, you know, because of the worldwide fame of some African artists. So, and then what one of the things that I'm pretty much trying to also do is showcase the differences that can be possible inside of one genre. Just like jazz has straight ahead and then you got fusion and all kind of stuff. It's the same way with African music.
Well, and it's working in both directions. There's a big, big, big popular music industry in Africa, West Africa in particular, but all over the continent that's influenced by these sounds that come all the way around, not to mention the influence of West Africa and other parts of the continent on the music that we hear. All right. So it's a cool idea. Well, why don't we get a sample of it right now?
Awesome.
Yo ma wale, anye wale la,
Ioma wale anye wale la. 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 Ioma wale anye wale la.
Africa Unplugged live on the State of Things. They're going to be at CCB Plaza in Durham next Thursday at 7 o'clock. They're here with us now. What language was that?
That was a language called Malinke.
And where did you grow up speaking that?
No, not at all. That particular song, Ioma Wale Anye Wale La, simply says, Mawa, I'm sorry, but I have to go. And it's actually based off of a traditional rhythm that is played by the Malinke people. And it's actually from the occasion when two women will visit each other. And one says, okay, she's talking to her friend who's named Mawa. She says, it's been great, kind of, but I got to go.
Yeah. Well, the melody itself, it's interesting because you talked about that rhythm and the way the strings work. That sounds like a lot of the string work that you would hear in West African tradition and popular music. But the melody sounded like it came from the mountains of Western North Carolina.
It's kind of interesting. There are some definite parallels between bluegrass, blues, and things like that and West Africa, even in instrumentation-wise. There's an instrument in West Africa that is very similar to banjo in the effect that it is a five-string instrument and one string is halfway up the neck.
Well, that's how the banjo was in West Africa before it got to the mountains.
Exactly.
Here in the United States, that's for sure. So and of course you play percussion as well.
Yes.
Well, before I hear about that, can we hear another song?
Sure. This one I'm going to play djembe on. The movie.
so crowded we could barely find a seat. And I said that I'd had a good time. You said, let's do it again soon. I remember the first time that I felt your kiss. It was a very special moment to me. And the first time that I felt your lips, I was left with this feeling. It was the best summer ever. One I'd always remember. Sweeter than honey, sweeter than honey, baby. Your kiss is sweeter, dee-da-dee. Sweeter than honey, sweeter than honey, baby. Your kiss is sweeter.
Ativa Rore from Africa Unplugged. Man, that sounded like a djembe arrangement of a Wilson Pickett tune. did you do the arrangement, or is that an original song, or what's going on?
That is an original song that I wrote based off of a rhythm from Mali, West Africa, called Dida Di.
And you got, because it is, that's got a real R&B feel to it. Although, again, you when you bring the djembe in, you're going to remind us of something a little bit more exotic. Where did you learn to play? How long have you been playing that?
I've been playing djembe, pretty much my entire life, since I was old enough to stand up. One of the stories is that I learned how to stand by pulling myself up on the rope so I can hit the drum.
So did you have these, was music all around the house, or were these instruments around the house?
Yes, my father plays percussion, and, you know, he was in marching band in high school, and he's always into the arts, and my mom as well has always been into the arts. She was more of a theater person, and then she got into arts management. So I was always around it. And my father was lucky enough to have a job working for this guy named Babatunde Olatunji. And that's really how I kind of really got into playing, was through him.
Was that somebody here in North Carolina, or was he out?
This was actually, I was born in Philadelphia, and I was a baby then, living there. Yeah. And then we moved to Washington, D.C., and I continued with another godfather of mine there, and then came further south.
Speaking of Washington, D.C., you played for both Clinton inaugurations, right?
Yes.
You're going to play for the next Clinton inauguration?
Hey, hope so.
And what about the educational part of this? I mean, the idea, when you do performances, do you spend any time with your audience? Because, I mean, you know, it's entertaining. It's music. On the other hand, there's a lot you could say about these instruments, where they came from.
Right. There is part of it that is educational in the sense that, you know, it's great to acclimate people to something new and teach them about something new. But also educational in the sense that I would like people to understand and realize that music is fun, right? So these instruments are used as tools in West Africa, and they're used as tools to help people, you know, pass the day. When I'm not feeling well, I sing a song about it. You know, we kind of here in America sometimes lose sight of things like that. And I really, that's one of my main goals of sharing with people. It's like, let's just have a good time.
This should be part of everyday life every minute. It's great to hear you. I want to let you play us out. But first, I want to thank you for being on the program, Africa Unplugged. Ativa Rore on vocals, guitar, and djembe. Will Darity on the guitar, and Kenny Phelps McEwen on the bass. Going to be performing Thursday, 7 o'clock, CCB Plaza in Durham. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Going to let you play us out, but first I have to say that this program was produced by Laura Lee, Megan Modafferi, Anita Rao, and Will Michaels. Our intern is Charlie Shelton. Our technical director is Robin Copley. Brent Wolf, the news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Africa Unplugged. Thank you.
people gonna say what they gonna say. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? People gonna say what they gonna say. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? People gonna say what they gonna say. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? People gonna say what they gonna say. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? When you gonna do what you gonna do? People gonna say what they gonna say. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? People gonna say what they gonna say. When you gonna do what are you gonna do? Thank you.